Earlier flooding in Del Rio and Eagle Pass has left at least 6 dead and 41 missing. The official death toll from summer floods in China has risen now to more than 3,000. It's 5 past the hour.
This is your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY. Major League Baseball action in the National League. Cincinnati wins over Chicago 10-9. Florida beat St. Louis 4-3. Houston downed Atlanta 3-2, and San Diego topped Philadelphia 5-3. Colorado knocks off Milwaukee 11-6. It was San Francisco over New York 4-3. The Dodgers beat Montreal 4-3, and Pittsburgh over Arizona 9-6. In the American League, Cleveland down Seattle 10-4. Boston beat Oakland 3-2. Toronto shuts out Kansas City by 3. And it was quite a performance by Roger Clemens, striking out 18 batters. It's his 11th straight win and 16 overall so far this season. It was Minnesota beating Tampa Bay 4-1. Anaheim knocked off the Yankees 7-6. Chicago beat Baltimore 6-4. And Detroit beat Texas 8-7. And that's sports on your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY.
Okay, it's 806 at Talk 790 WWKY. And coming up, I'll tell you what, before we get into that, Aaron, we've still got a very, very bad problem with 65 North. What's going on down
65
there?
65 North is blocked at the Brooks Ramps. The actual accident actually occurred up around Chestnut, but they've decided to shut down there at the Brooks Ramps. They're diverting you off at Brooker Broadway. You can take Surf Streets up to Liberty to get back onto 65 North, or if you're just trying to go to Southern Indiana, you might want to use the 2nd Street Bridge. But this is a very serious crash. Do not take North 65 into downtown right now. You're going to get stuck in a tremendous back if you're just creeping along, because everyone that gets on has to get off now at Brook. We got to wreck down the Waterston West between Newburg and Pop Level. North 65 at the Horse Barns. In that backup, we got an additional crash reported, and there's an injury wreck on Preston at St. Catherine that is also still causing quite a bit of trouble in downtown Louisville. Tonight's Kentucky Powerball jackpot is $10 million. Get your tickets today. Powerball, somebody's going to win. Might as well be you. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi with the exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. Plenty of sunshine and hot, but turning less humid today. High 92. Mainly clear tonight, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny with rather hot afternoons and highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi on Talk 790 WWKY.
Okay, it is 75 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
You're listening to Talk 790 WWKY. Remember it.
Okay, it is 8:07 on Talk 790 WWKY, and like I told Jeff Lewis when I talked to him on the phone a minute ago, this is one interview that I've really been looking forward to for a long time, because I, of course, am a big Letterman fan, and I tape the show and watch it, and I've read books about him before, but I think this one probably has a chance of getting more of the real skinny on Dave than any other book we've had. Is called The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, David Letterman, The College Years by Jeff Lewis. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, now, I think most people, when they look at Dave and they hear him talk, and he's made jokes about this before. In high school, he was kind of a nerd, and he went to college at Ball State University, was kind of a nerd. I mean, where did this Letterman that we know now come from, if he was such a nerd?
Well, I think it came from, and this is really the subject material of my book. He developed this incredible personality, and he gained his confidence right there at the Sigma Chi house at Ball State.
Really?
Yes.
And you saw him develop from an
nerd? It happened before my very eyes.
Incredible. Now, there's a lot. Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you, did Dave approve of this book? Did you talk to him about it before you wrote it or after you wrote it? Or?
Well, yes, I did talk to him about it. I told him some years ago that at some point I was going to write a book about him, and he said, yeah, sure. And when I turned 50, people said, when are you going to do that Letterman book? So that's when I began work on it. And I wrote him a letter and told him that I was going to do it, and told him the approximate time that when it was going to be published. And he wrote me back, and he said, well, as always, I have appreciated your respect for my privacy, which I took to mean, I guess I'll just have to trust you. The book is not a tell-all. It's a revealing insight into the formulation of his humor and a lot of the bits that he did for us and how his humor developed. And I think the reader and Letterman fan can clearly connect the dots.
Now, let me ask you this. As Dave, I take it you sent Dave a couple of copies of the book.
Yes.
Has he commented or wrote you on that since it came out?
No, he has not. But I think it's fair to say that he's got mixed emotions about it.
Uh-huh.
Most of the stories he likes, some of them he isn't crazy about, but he's thrilled at what I didn't include.
So there's still some there's still some mystery about Letterman when he was at college.
Oh yes.
All right. Well, now it's a funny book, and in the beginning of the book, it's called describing the fraternity and sorority scene at Ball State University, and. I had a kind of warm spot in my heart because I dated an AOPI all the way through college, and the way the way you described it is the way it really was. Strong, high-end quality, but dropped off quickly after their top 10 or so.
Right.
That's no doubt. That's no kidding. Boy, the first 10 were okay, but then, you know, you bark at a full moon.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. So tell me some of the antics that Dave pulled off when he was in college. How did he become a Sigma Chi?
He went through Fraternity Rush, and there were several guys in our chapter who were from Broad Ripple High School, where Dave is a graduate of in Indianapolis, and knew Dave, and we encouraged him to join our fraternity. He pledged Sigma Phi Epsilon, then he de-pledged them after a few weeks, and then went back through Rush again his sophomore year, and over the summer between his freshman and sophomore years, he told several of the of his Broad Ripple buddies who were Ball State Sigma Chi's, that he'd made a terrible mistake and that he would pledge Sigma Chi again if we'd give him a chance. And I've often asked, like, what qualities did you see in him at that time that made you want to reconsider and give him another invitation to join the fraternity? And did you see at the time that this guy was going to be this huge comedic titan? And the answer is no, we didn't see that at the time. We all liked him. He was very engaging, and I was president of the fraternity, and one of the things I learned early on was that in order to keep everything going, you had to have guys walking through the front door with checks in their hands.
Wow.
And so Dave qualified there, and so he said he would pledge us, and we liked him, and we extended him another invitation. He got elected president of his pledge class, and it was the first time that Dave was ever in a nurturing environment, and we loved everything he did. We encouraged him, and sometimes his humor and silliness exceeded the bounds of propriety, which it still does.
Yes. What kind of a guy was Dave like? I mean, you hung out with the guy. I mean, you were, right. What's he really like?
I enjoyed every minute I ever spent with him. From 1965 through 75, I spent more time with Dave than anybody, with the exception of the woman he married. Mm-hmm. And he was just... He was just the best kind of friend you could have. He was funny. He wanted to do things. He was irreverent. We liked to pull pranks on the shopping on clerks in stores, and there just weren't enough ways to be silly and stupid.
There was a really funny. Well, I think it was a high school story. I don't know if it was a college story about Dave threatening to sue some nuns.
Yes, he had nose surgery between his. Summer between his junior and senior year in high school. He'd broken his nose when he played basketball his freshman year in high school, and his parents wanted a straight nose for that famous senior class picture. So he arranged to have the nose surgery done in the summer of, it would have been 64, and he was real unhappy about the level of service and the quality of the food that he was getting at St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis. And it was obviously a Catholic hospital and staffed liberally with nuns. And so he began threatening these nuns if service didn't improve around there, he was going to hit them with a lawsuit. And he persuaded a buddy of his, a high school buddy of his, a guy by the name of Steve Brown, to put on a suit and tie and go to a stationery store and get some legal-looking documents and to come down there and pull off this trick. And so Steve shows up with a briefcase and that, and he said, "He's here now. By golly, my lawyer's here." He said, "I'm signing the documents. You'll be singing a different tune when we hit you with this lawsuit."
Oh, man.
So, he started early on those kind of things.
Well, now, you saw Dave start to develop his stand-up act.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, Dave became the MC or spokesman for all of our social events and social functions. And at every Rush function or every party we had, Dave would always do a stand-up routine about explaining life at the Sigma Chi house, and absolutely had everybody in hysterics. And every routine and every bit was different, and he experimented with his material, and we just encouraged him. On one particular occasion, we had a house mother in those days, and she was a lovely gray-haired lady and just very genteel, and... At social functions, it was customary for Dave to introduce the chapter faculty advisor and the fraternity president and the house mother. And on one occasion, when he introduced Mom Andrews, he said, now, this is our house mother, Mom Andrews, and she stood up. He said, she loves these events because she always thinks it's like the dating game. And he said, as a special treat to you Rushies tonight, Mom is going to be handing out 8x10 glossies of herself in 12 provocative poses. and the mixture there was laughter and just incredulity at what he just said.
Yeah,
all around the room. And this is about 100 guys, and
oh,
Mom Andrews just all of a sudden starts shaking her head, kind of side to side, and in a little bit of a disbelief, and began dabbing tears from her eyes and left the room crying.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Dave just couldn't understand why she didn't get the joke.
He made Mom cry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a villain.
One time he introduced our cooks at a dinner function. We had, two typical Midwestern, plump, wholesome cooks, Dorothy and Mildred, just the kindest, sweetest ladies you could ever have. And they were good cooks. But he said, here are our cooks, Dorothy and Mildred. And he said, they have a new book out titled, Who Says Cooking Has to Taste Good?
Oh, man.
On another occasion, he introduced our chapter sweetheart, who was a beautiful gal. This was in a function early in the fall, and Jana Duckwall is her name, and she, tanned beautifully. And he introduced her. He said, here's our chapter sweetheart, Jana Duckwall. He said, if anybody sees a truck full of tomato pickers pull up out in front, let Jan know that her family's here to take her home.
Oh, man. This is a great book, The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, David Letterman, The College Years by Jeff Lewis. We're going to continue with Jeff. And in the next segment, we're going to give two copies of this book away, I should say. But right now, we got some trouble. We have to check traffic and AccuWeather together.
Stu Williams, Talk 790, WWKY.
Talk 790.
Talk 790.
WWKY. Are you ready for a little talk?
I am excited. Anybody could be.
Keep it locked to Talk 790, WWKY. If it's hot, we're talking about it.
Freedom of the press, right of a woman to choose, all of our civil rights.
We love your opinion, so give us a call.
Oh, yeah. Come and get it, baby.
We keep you going with hot personalities and strong opinions. Talk 790.
It's hot.
WWKY.
Okay, it's 8:17 on Talk 790 WWKY. Jeff Lewis and I will continue in a minute. But right now, Aaron, I know we have a problem on 65 North. Has that gotten any better yet?
No, 65 North is still blocked up at the Brooks ramps. The crash actually occurred up at Chestnut. Semi lost an axle, flew over the median, hit the northbound traffic. And so North 65 is blocked. They're diverting everybody off there at Brook and Broadway. So you're better off actually not even getting on North 65. If you already did, just get off wherever you can. Use your surface streets to get into downtown or wherever you're going. Watterson West has a crash now clearing between Newburg and Papa Level, and we got a wreck on Grinstead at Ray and one on Preston at St. Catherine. In addition, the ramp 64 West to Hurstbourne has a crash clearing, so that's another spot where you need to be extremely careful. This summer, head to Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom. New this year is Twisted Sisters, the world's first dueling coasters, and Hooks Lagoon, a towering water treehouse at Hurricane Bay Water Park. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's a Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Well, we're looking at sunny, hot, less humid today. The high 92, mostly clear tonight, below 65 to 70, mostly sunny. And hot tomorrow. It'll be the same way Friday. Both days a high near 90. 75 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY. You know, even if you have a pager right now, and it's not a pager from Elite Cellular and Paging, let me give you a clue. Throw it away. Just throw it away. Take it back to whoever you leased it from and check out Hank Harris at Elite Cellular and Paging. And I'm going to tell you why. I will tell you why. Elite Cellular and Paging was the first and largest paging provider in Louisville. I mean, you can get a Motorola pager for less than $20 out the door. You can get a pager in service for a full year for less than $90 out the door. And, of course, they use the very best equipment, Motorola Extra Express pagers. They have two locations in the Mall St. Matthews and in Indiana, the River Falls Mall. They've got all the pager accessories you need. They are the paging experts. You should do business at Elite Cellular and Paging. Tell Hank Harris I said hi.
And now, the Starz Movie Channel theme song.
Movies.
Absolutely positively nothing but movies. That's what Stars is. 100% commercial-free movies. And Stars is the only place you'll find movies like Liar Liar and Con Air. Stars. It's what a movie channel should be. So call 1-800-758-5555 and say, I want to see Stars. I want to see Stars.
Accounting, Fernwell speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fernwell, this is Neuralman.
Yes, Neuralman, how's the virus?
Darn thing just seems to hang on. I think I'll have to stay home again today.
Well, that's perfectly all right.
Oh, that's very understanding of you, sir.
Say, why don't you take tomorrow off, too, Neuralman? Get the old strength back.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, why don't you take several days off? Maybe a week.
Well, gee, the work must be starting to pile up. I don't want to...
No problem. Bob's here.
Oh, Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the account temp's temporary I brought in.
Account temp's temporary?
Terrific guy. Took off his coat, dug right in the first day.
Oh, where's Bob working?
Your desk. Really knows his stuff, too.
You know, I think this thing's starting to break up. I could probably be in about noon. What do you think?
No, Neuralman. You still sound pretty sick to me. Don't worry. Bob and I are doing just fine.
Account temps and Microsoft Excel have formed a worldwide alliance with diagnostic skills tests for account temps' exclusive use. Call today for qualified Microsoft Excel professionals only from account temps.
At 12,000 feet up in the Canadian Rockies, temperatures can plunge to minus 50 degrees. Take one wrong step and you're 100 feet down in a glacial crevasse. Yet as unbearable as it is out here, it's not as tough as surviving today's business climate. That's why 4 out of 5 of the world's largest corporations rely on CompuWare for the software tools and consulting services to optimize their business-critical applications. CompuWare, what do you need most?
It's the Thunder Rockers one-pitch softball tournament next Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th at St. Clement Field in Valley Station. Win money. $300 goes to the first-place team, $150 to runner-up. For more information, call Mark at 560-1069, extension 1000. That's 560-1069, extension 1000. Leave your name and we'll get back to you. The Thunder Rockers one-pitch softball tournament next weekend. Be sure and win some money. It all happens at St. Clement Field in Valley Station.
No boring 10 in a row. Talk 790 WWKY.
It is 822 at Talk 790 WWKY. I've been talking to Jeff Lewis, and he has authored a great book about David Letterman, the sweetheart of Sigma Chi. And we've got 2 copies of this book to give away to some lucky listeners. If you are caller number 26 and 27 at 571-9959 or a free call for GTE Wireless at Star 790. If you'd like a copy of this book, caller 26 and 27. 571-9959, free call, GTE Wireless, Star 790. You will win a copy of the book. Let's change that. Let's go to the bottom row, Adam. Let's go. Oh, okay, then I know how to fix that. Hold on. Here, Jeff, we got a little phone problem here. Let me put you on hold. We'll figure this out. Okay. Now, I know how to fix this. I got them all. Are you back? I'm sorry.
I'm here.
We had a little phone glitch here. Sorry about that. Now, there are 2 more things I want to ask you about. And the first one is, how did Dave do with the babes?
He, initially, he was incredibly shy. As a matter of fact, the first date he had with the woman he married, he didn't say a word to her.
Yeah.
That's pretty shy. He doubled with another guy, but eventually, and when he got around, you know, in the environment of the chapter, he gained his confidence. As a matter of fact, he and his the woman he subsequently married, they would, you know, they'd be hot and heavy, and then they would break up, and then it'd be hot and heavy, and they'd break up. One of the times during the breakup, he got fixed up with a blind date.
Really?
And she'd heard about, Letterman's propensity for being a wise guy. Mm-hmm. And so she accepted the date with some trepidation. When they picked, he doubled with another fraternity brother, and when they went to the dorm and picked Dave's date up, when they got in the back seat, the first thing Dave said to her, "Gee, from a distance, your left leg looks real." And
really?
She says, "That's it. Stop the car. I'm out of here."
Uh-huh.
And stopped the car, and she opened the back door, and bingo, right back to the dorm she went.
Wow.
So, he got married between the summer of his junior and senior year in college, and, then stayed married for 9 years. So, I wouldn't classify him as a ladies' man, but the woman he married was a beautiful, beautiful gal.
Yeah. Well, she was, and of course, there have been pictures of her. And of course, she went to L.A. with him, and, right. and was in the beginning of his career. She probably had a big influence, well, a huge influence on him as it ended up.
Well, she was really the driving force to get him out of Indianapolis to L.A. because. Yeah. There just simply weren't enough opportunities or venues here in Indianapolis for the range and the depth and the magnitude of Dave's talent.
Yeah.
And many of us said, gosh, Dave, why go to L.A., man. That's where, you can make it there.
Yeah.
And he didn't think he could. But she was really the driving force, and they left Indianapolis in May of 75, packed up all their belongings and everything, and headed to L.A., and Dave got work immediately at the Comedy Store, and within 2 years... living in L.A., their lives went literally in opposite directions. She got a job as a buyer in a department store, and she worked all day. And then Dave was working in the Comedy Stores all night, and they never saw one another. And the relationship just disintegrated, and they got divorced in 1977.
Son of a gun. Well, now Dave started his broadcast career at the college station there. It was
WBST.
Yeah, it was a little like 10 water, and you could hear it for about a mile.
A broadcast radius of about a mile.
Well, what was Dave like when he got on radio?
Oh, he was great. He tried all kinds of bits. One of the format of the station there was a lot of classical music. Dave got fired once when he introduced Claire de Lune as this is a song by one of the de Lune sisters, and they fired him for that. Yeah, but he had a call-in show. And one of the fraternity brothers would call in on a regular basis and portray this the character that Dave called the guy at the car wash.
Yeah.
And he would Dave would get a call from the guy at the car wash. Said, well, let's see what's going on at the car wash today. And the brother would tell about all the kind of cars he'd had in that day and how he washed them. And his family lived right there in the car wash. And he would describe what kind of sicknesses and illnesses his children had that day, and in graphic detail. So that was a pretty good running bit. And he also had a sports feature on a game that Dave created called Fungo Ball. And it was Fungo Ball was a 7 foot 3 inch solid iron, cast iron ball that weighed 4,600 pounds, and there were 62 players on each team. And the object of the game was to take the fungo ball and roll it past the other team's goal line through the turnstiles onto the opposing team's bus for a score of 1 point. And some of the teams in the league, and he would report scores every day, but some of the teams that were more memorable were the Muncie Mangoes, the Fort Worth Fever Ticks, the North Dakota Numb Knockers, and the Perth Amboy Yaks.
It's a great book, The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi.
I would encourage anybody who wants to hear some vintage Letterman radio, you can check it out on my website, lettermancollege.com.
Oh, really?
If you've got Shockwave, I've got some of that original Letterman radio on there, and it's just hysterical.
Oh, that's... What is it? It's
lettermancollege.com.
Lettermancollege.com. Jeff Lewis has been my guest. This book, of course, is available at the bookstores. Jeff, is there an 800 number if they want to order direct?
Yes, there is, and you can order from the website, and the 800 number is... actually, it's 888-684-0385, and you can call that number and make arrangements to get a signed copy.
All right, that sounds very cool. Jeff, what a great book, and how fortunate you were able to know David Letterman, kind of when.
Indeed.
Yeah, okay. Good talking to you. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
All right, Jeff, thank you. All right, that was Jeff Lewis. What a great book. The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, David Letterman, The College Years. What a hoot. And I know we have two winners, Kim Mosler and Chantley.
My bad spelling.
It's Charlie.
Kim Moser and Charlie Domalewski.
Charlie Domalewski and Kim Moser. Okay, they were the winners of the book. Okay, Stan, are you there, my friend? See, we're the only radio station that gets really cool interviews like that.
That's just vintage Letterman stories.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it is. Such great stuff.
If you're a Letterman fan, you have to get this book.
It is
a riot.
You really do. This is...
Oh, it's wonderful.
And it kind of puts things in all, in perspective and bottles everything up real nicely.
Yes, it certainly does.
Because a lot of... this is stuff I didn't know about at all.
Yeah.
It is just absolutely fantastic.
I read the book last night. It is just a funny, funny, funny book. And I'll tell you what, Stan, in the opening of the book, is he describes a fraternity life and sorority life at Ball State.
Yeah.
And he broke down the fraternities and sororities, especially the sororities, about quality of women.
Oh.
And, man, he was right on, because all the way through college, I dated an AOPI.
Uh-huh.
And his description of that sorority, he goes, the first 10 were pretty good, but it went downhill real quick after member number 10. Anyway, Stan's got the news, and we're going to talk about salespeople from hell and telemarketers when we return on Talk 790 WWKY.
G. Gordon Liddy.
How to buy fresh fruit. Well, this whole stupid program is a sign of decay. A decay of the collective brains inside Washington. Former Nixon administration consumer affairs advisor Virginia Knauer insists that you'd be surprised. A lot of people get married and don't know these things. Hell, a lot of people get married and still don't know anything about sex. Do we have a pamphlet on sex?
G. Gordon Liddy. Middays 10 till 2 on Talk 790 WWKY.
Tickets are going fast for the swinginest event of the summer. Fuzzy Zeller's Wolf Challenge is Labor Day weekend at Covered Bridge, and tickets are limited. It's a special event with special rules, special guests, and lots of fun. See PGA pros Fuzzy, Davis Love III, Dave Duvall, and Peter Jacobson. Senior pros like Jim Dent and David Graham. Celebrities Yogi Berra, George Brett, Leslie Nielsen, John Michael Montgomery, Home Improvement's Richard Karn, and many more. With lower ticket prices, convenient shuttle parking, and a golf clinic with Peter Jacobson Labor Day morning. But you have to act now. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss the last bash of summer at Fuzzy's Place. Get your tickets today at any National City Bank branch or call locally 267-5161 or toll-free 1-877-4-WOLF-98. Join Fuzzy and his friends Labor Day weekend, September 6th and 7th.
Sponsored by Keller Furniture, Kentuckiana Ford Dealers, and Talk 790 WWKY.
Hi, this is Stu Williams. I'm sure by now you've heard how the Public Service Commission of Kentucky is going to handle the problems in the 502 area code. Instead of splitting the area code up geographically like they do in most other cities and counties, the Public Service Commission has decided that they are going to overlay a new area code within the 502 area code. That means when this is implemented, you will have to dial 10 digits to call anyone in the county or in the 502 area code. That means you could have one telephone line from one area code and one telephone line from another area code. In Pittsburgh, they stopped this, and if you're interested in this, please call the Public Service Commission at 502-564-3940. That's 502-564-3940. Be polite so they know it's a legitimate complaint.
Good morning at 75 at 8:30. I'm Stan Cook with news on Talk 790 WWKY.
Well, here we go again with the heat. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. The exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast is coming up in minutes on Talk 790 WWKY.
Kentucky State Police have locked up two teenage boys accused in a Spencer County murder scheme. The boys are 13 and 14 years old. Police say the intended victim was Taylorsville resident Dewey Melton, the stepfather of one of the boys. It is up to the Kentucky Supreme Court now to decide who has jurisdiction over the investigation into the 1995 governor's race. The race has been under investigation for financial fraud possibilities. And the governors of North and South Carolina have told the residents and the visitors alike to leave the coastal areas now as Hurricane Bonnie continues to bear down on them. Bonnie is less than 200 miles away with winds of 115 miles per hour. More news in less than 30 minutes. Sports is next on Talk 790 WWKY.
Your dilemma. You want to catch a couple of UofL games at brand new Papa John's Stadium. You also want to be there when the Cards play round ball at Freedom Hall. You may want to see the Lady Cards play a little 5-on-5, but you don't want to buy season tickets to all three. Well, today's your lucky day. Introducing the Cardinal Triple Option. For one low, low price, you can see 5 football games in the friendly confines of Papa John's Stadium. How low? How about $125? But wait, we're not finished. We'll throw in your choice of a hoops match at Freedom Hall, and you choose the game, including Kentucky. That's right, sports fans. Sign up for the Cardinal Triple Option, and you can be courtside when Big Blue blows into town. And we're not finished. We'll also throw in a ticket to see the Lady Cards take on the Lady. All this for only $25 more. What more do you want? See 5 football games for only $125. Boxing in a ticket to see the Cards men and women's teams play for only $25 more. Do the math. That's $150 for the whole package. And you can buy as many Cardinal Triple Option packages as you want. This is a deal, but you better hurry. There's a limited number of UK UofL basketball tickets available. Call the UofL ticket office at 852-5151. That's 852-5151. And ask about the Cardinal Triple Option ticket package. What a deal. 1998 Cardinal football. It's in the air.
New windows. You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty, leaky, and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears Home Central. Just call 1-800-446-8224 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Sears vinyl frame windows glide smoothly and tilt in for easy cleaning. The double pane glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials, satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. Call 1-800-446-8224 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Not available in all areas. Ask your salesperson for written warranty. You know you need them, so call now for Sears replacement windows. 1-800-446-8224.
This is your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY. It was Florida winning over St. Louis 4-3 and Cincinnati top Chicago 10-9. Sosa and McGuire did not homer in either one of those games. And the other winners in the National League are Houston, San Diego, Colorado, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Pittsburgh. In the American League, Roger Clemens struck out 18 and picked up his 11th straight win as Toronto shuts out Kansas City by 3. Also winning Boston, Cleveland, Minnesota, Anaheim, Chicago, and Detroit. And that's sports on your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY.
It's 836 at Talk 790 WWKY, and I'm gonna kind of rant on Aaron and Stan, because I have in this box a care package.
A care package?
A care package.
And it came, you know, Sean Allen is my assistant, the assistant program director.
Assistant Slug.
Well, yeah okay.
Among oh, things, I think I know what this
he's
is.
Slug number two.
Is this, go ahead.
No, his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me what is called, it's Amish cinnamon bread.
Mm. Really?
And you ought to smell this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, you can't eat that.
I got $5 says he doesn't share.
If you two want to come up to the studios, you're more than happy to have some.
There won't be a crumb left by the time anybody gets there.
There'll be some nubbins
Stan,
left in the
I'll
bottom.
Run some down to you.
I'll tell you what.
I want a federal grand jury investigation.
I'm unwrapping this. I can smell it through the wrapping. That's how cool it is.
I want a special prosecutor.
Did this come in the mail?
Yes.
I can smell it through the glass.
Oh, man.
Mm.
This is better than sex. Sorry, Linda. I'm not kidding. This is great. Let me taste it. Let me see.
Don't start chomping on the air. That's gross.
Nom, 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 nom.
This is just so pathetic.
Wow.
This is really good.
Did he really just do what I think he did?
I ate a piece of cinnamon bread, Amish cinnamon bread.
Well, why is it Amish?
What?
Why is it Amish? Did they deliver it in a horse and buggy?
No, it took 92 days to make, and all the women came over to one kitchen and made it. They had bread raising.
They had to raise a barn to...
Yeah. Anyway, we got trouble on 65 North.
Yeah, North 65 is a disaster this morning. About 7:20 this morning, we had a crash, and it's still there. North 65 at Chestnut. The interstate's shut down. Actually, they're diverting you off at Brook. We've got backups extending well back before the fairgrounds there at Last Look. And the best alternate is just jump off whatever exit, get into downtown, and then you can rejoin up the Liberty Street Muhammad Ali ramp onto 65 North, or take the 2nd Street Bridge into Indiana. If you're not on 65 North yet, and that was going to be your trip into downtown, if you're on the waters, and you're better off going around to either the Shawnee Expressway or 6471 and use that route into downtown Louisville. While you're at the marketplace, take home big savings while select lean whole picnic pork roast is a super low 58 cents a pound, only at Winn-Dixie and Winn-Dixie Marketplace stores. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi with your exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. Plenty of sunshine and hot, but turning a bit less humid today. The high 92, mainly clear tonight, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny with hot afternoons, the highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi, and that's the exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY.
It is 8:39. It is 75 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
A radio station for today's young adult. Talk 790 WWKY.
I am telling you what. This cinnamon, Amish cinnamon bread.
I'm coming to get some.
Sir, help yourself. It is just dynamic. And Flo Allen is Sean's mother, and she takes care of us. And, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Adam is actually coming around into my studio to grab a hunk of this Amish cinnamon bread. But enough of that. Yeah, you rip off a couple of hunks there, buddy. You'll like it. Right now, and until 10 o'clock, we're going to talk about salespeople from hell. We're going to talk about your experience with a salesperson from hell. But first, and Adam, we need some sort of appropriate music bed for this because I'm going to read The Salesman from Hell. It was sent to me. They sent it to me, and they printed it, and the top line is kind of smudged, and I can't tell who sent it to me. But thank you very much, because it is great. It is great. So here we go. As soon as Adam gets to the appropriate mood music together, we're going to talk about the salesman from hell or the salesperson from hell and how you dealt with it. Here we go. Great music.
You like that?
Yes. Hi, I am a salesperson. I just live to call you when you're probably with your family sharing the few minutes left possible by the tedium of modern life where you can actually be together and have a conversation, for I love to interrupt this custom of yours handed down over the eons. It's supper time, and statistically, I know where you are. Otherwise, when I'm not doing phone calls, I'm out doing cold calls. That is where I think your precious time isn't worth a damn. And would you just stop whatever you're doing to talk to me? Were you stupid enough to fill out a card requesting information? Well, you deserve to have me just come by unannounced. I really don't care if you're in the middle of doing your bookkeeping, working on a tight deadline, or finally taking a long-distance call to a dying relative. We've been trying to contact you for 2 years. So what if by my cold call, I wake up your spouse who just put in a 14-hour day in the emergency room and is on call for the next 12 hours? The odds? It is I. You won't be seeing me there. Why should I care? Oh, and you and your spouse are having one of those once-in-a-lifetime private events or solving a personal problem? Good. I love to come in and break up the momentum of things. Why should I send a follow-up letter or leave a message on an answering machine to call for an appointment to see if you are really interested? I have no manners or sensitivity. If I actually did, I put them away, which is obvious by my actions. Why should I let you think on your own time when it's convenient for you? I just want your money. Often, I am egocentric enough to believe that if I confront you, you might buy. Or if I badger you enough, you might buy just to get rid of me. If you are of the pleasant type and have some manners and breeding, I know you'll have trouble slamming the phone in my ear, shutting the door in my face, or throwing me out of the office. I'd like to see this, for I capitalize on your niceness, and I like to see you squirm. If you complain, I will always try to throw the guilt trip at you, that I am trying to earn a living or some such reason, rather than tell you why I'm not working in sales at a store. They probably require manners and sensitivity. Now, you think in death you'll get rid of me? Well, you didn't do that in life, and there's not going to be a boiler room of phones in hell. It'll be there. That's where I go when I die, and I'll be calling you.
Wow. Oh. That is too good. Oh.
I wish I knew who sent this to me. But it's cut off. The top line is cut off, and I can't see who the address was. But thank you. This is very cool. Now, we're going to talk about the salesperson from hell. What I like is you go to these car dealers.
Oh, don't even get me started, buddy.
It's not every car dealer.
No.
It isn't. But there are some. And you park your car, and as soon as you step on the asphalt, there's 9 guys around you. And it looks like they're going to get into a fight over you. Anyway. We're going to talk about salespeople from hell and your experiences with salespeople who just went over the top. And the number to call, 571-9959, free call, GTE Wireless, star 790, or 571-7900. And that includes telemarketers, who I am about to vent on after we return with traffic and AccuWeather together.
Stu Williams, Talk 790, WWKY. All the information you need is at the touch of a few buttons.
It's the Yellow Pages talking phone line.
Call 588-1000 with your touch tone phone and you'll have a smorgasbord of information to choose from.
Everything from sports scores to movie reviews.
Check the new Bell South Yellow Pages for the topic you want and its code.
Talk 790 WWKY even has the Dr. Laura call of the day.
Call 588-1000 then press 6449.
A free service from Talk 790 WWKY.
8:45 at Talk 790 WWKY. A little traffic and AccuWeather together, and I'll tell you what, I-65 not good. Is it still blocked, Aaron?
Still blocked around the Chestnut area, where, but they're actually diverting traffic off at the Brook ramps. What happened was a semi was going southbound, lost an axle, it jumped the median, hit a northbound going pickup, northbound traveling pickup truck. And so this is a really serious crash, and it still has the interstate blocked. It's been blocked for well over an hour now, and so you're better off just avoiding I-65 entirely as your trip into downtown. If you're on the Watterson, go around to the Shawnee Expressway, or 6471 will get you into downtown. If you're already stuck in the backup, you're extended back before Eastern Parkway, you can just exit wherever, use your surface streets, get into downtown there, use the Liberty Street Muhammad Ali ramp back onto 65 northbound. Plus, be careful in the Watterson West between Newburgh and Poplar Level. That's a crash that's still clearing. We got one at 3rd and Southland Boulevard near Naval Ordnance with police and EMS out there as well. So it's a crazy morning. We're knee-deep in it, so make sure you're very careful as you head out. This summer, head to Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom. New this year is Twisted Sisters, the world's first dueling coasters, and Hook's Lagoon, a towering water treehouse at Hurricane Bay Water Park. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's a Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather three-day weather forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Sunny, hot, less humid today. The high 92, mostly clear tonight, below 65 to 70. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow and Friday. The high both days near 90. 75 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, find special weekend savings at the JCPenney 3-Day Sale.
JCPenney, I love your style.
Save on men's Levi's 550 red tab jeans, just $24.99. Save 30 to 40% on all activewear for women. And young men's cargo shorts now just $9.99. Plus, save 30% on select boys and girls tops at the 3-Day Sale.
JCPenney, I love your style.
Percent off regular prices. Some exclusions apply.
Golf Digest presents 50 proven ways to lower your score. Hit the ball longer, improve your backswing, straighten your slice. Imagine 50 new stroke-saving tips plus two special pull-out and save sections in every issue of Golf Digest. Call now for your risk-free trial issue. If you like it, you'll get 11 more issues, 12 in all. You'll also receive Golf Digest's exclusive stroke-saving video free with your paid subscription, just $19.97. Call now, 800-921-3000, 800-921-3000.
Power. We all want more, so we must get rid of all the dirt in our lives with the Sharp Twin Energy Vacuum Cleaner. Two fans give it more suction than ordinary vacuums. That's more power. And Sharp's motor protection system prevents damage, giving us power for years. So seize the moment. Get a Sharp vacuum and take control of the dirt in your life. Call 1-800-23-SHARP and experience the power.
At Mid-Manhattan Medical Center, matters of life and death are no longer up to the doctors, the nurses, or even fate, because a killer is stalking the wards, and time is running out to find a cure for murder. Read Likely to Die, the gripping thriller by the Manhattan prosecutor who's seen it all, Linda Fairstein, best-selling author of Final Jeopardy. Get to know her if you dare, says Patricia Cornwell. Likely to Die, now in paperback from Pocket Books.
Homeowners, do you realize that you can convert the equity in your home into cash? Yes, cash. Cash you can use to pay off high-interest credit card debt. Cash you can use to ease a temporary money crunch. Cash you can use to pay school tuition, to fix up the kitchen, or for whatever you want. So if you could use $15,000 to $50,000 or more, call today and turn the equity you have into cash you can use with a home equity loan from Advanta National Bank. Call 800-580-4217. Call now and you could have cash in your hands in as little as 7 to 10 days. It's so easy. You and your Advanta loan advisor can handle everything on the phone. There's no application fee, and your Advanta loan may well be tax deductible. Don't wait. Call 800-580-4217. That's 580-4217. Even if you've had credit problems in the past, an Advanta loan advisor will work with you to turn the equity in your home into cash. Advanta National Bank, the bank that says yes. Call now. 800-580-4217.
Why settle
sell for less. Talk 790 WWKY.
It is 850. It is 75 on the outside. Joe Bastardi says, sunny, hot, less humid today, the high 92. We're going to talk about the salesperson from hell between now and 10 o'clock.
This will be fun.
It should be. Now, I will say this. Not all salespeople are like this.
I agree.
But the ones that are go right over the top, and those are the stories we want to hear. Salespeople that just, you know, were dealing with you and just went over the top, wouldn't quit, were persistent to the point of irritation, were obnoxious. We want to hear your stories.